This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, where it's currently 82.5 degrees. You can join us in the chat room at onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, our very bored operator, is barricaded in his control room down there and locked and loaded to answer any incoming communications and relay that onto this division via ship to shore, I guess. Ha ha. Put you on air. And I see he's away, made sure his dog was watered. It's currently in the 90s down there in Texas. So anyway, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and you're invited to call in at any time. Starting off today's show, I noticed that the poop map in California, that's of course, I don't know if you're catching up on the news there, that people all over California are defecating everywhere, and it shows you the plight of this country here as conditions continually go downhill. But anyway, most of the poop, though, is reported. It's usually centered around the Twitter headquarters. You can verify that, too, by the way. Get your Google Maps out. Anyway, it's 102 in Texas right now. I was just corrected. I usually like to look at things for trends. And a lot of that you see through the movies and stuff, like this proposed new Space Force. It's the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces, and it's tended to have control over military operations in outer space. And, of course, it would absorb the operations and duties of the Air Force, the Space Command, and a major command inside the United States Air Force itself. Now, that currently handles and supports most of the country's military operations in space. When I thought of that and was researching that a little bit like that, I kept thinking of the Prime Directive from Star Trek, also known as Starfleet's General Order Number 1, or General Order Number 1. And it's, of course, the principle in the United Federation of Planets prohibiting the protagonist from interfering in their international development of alien civilizations. Plus, the Prime Directive had been used in 5 or 6 of these Star Trek-based series, and of course a conceptual law applied particularly to civilizations which are below a certain threshold of technological, scientific, or cultural development, preventing the starship crews from using their superior technology to impose their own values or ideals on them. And so I guess that would blow U.S. future foreign policy. So, of course, this is in the future here, so maybe they'll change. Who knows? Israel continues its relentless assault on the Palestinians like caged mice over in Gaza. Haaretz News had just tweeted here that an Israeli Air Force aircraft fired on Sunday on the Palestinians launching incendiary balloons from northern Gaza Strip towards Israel. And then right on top of that there, the shocking new video footage of an Israeli settler setting fire to his own property in his agriculture field there, for seeking compensation in the name of the Palestinians doing it. And, of course, this is under the title of Kites and Balloons. As Rahm Emanuel would say, never let a good crisis go to waste. My show here was due to this week here. I had posted a web page about the 2018 political speech here from most politicians. But this comes off of a title here of Money Isn't Everything, but RNC raises $213 million, fastest ever since 99% small donors spend $250 million in 2018. And I thought of that, $250 million. What if it went into homes for the homeless? The average sales price of a new manufactured home is $64,000. That would equal about 3,000 or 3,900 in six homes. And so stupid Americans will spend that much money to try to elect a single person who is beholden to those who donated to keep the status quo so that big corporations can be served first. And if you don't think that's a joke, I have witnessed this my entire life, that there has been no end to poverty, no end to starvation, no end to hunger in that respect of no, you know, homelessness. The cities are in total, the infrastructure is just collapsing. So this was supposed to be the year of the Democratic, or what they call the blue wave. It's to take over Congress. Republican President Donald Trump remains polarized in the unpopular polls to have shown that the Democrats consistently beating the GOP in the same generic congressional vote, though their advantage isn't as robust as it was at the end of 2017. And of course, this goes on to the point where it talks about the Republican Party has raised currently $130 million. So you can total that onto the homes that I'd mentioned before, which would be about 6,000 homes for the homeless. Or you could do an average rent cost. The average rent is about $1,050 here in the United States. That would be $380 million estimated for both parties. Or instead of a home, an apartment for, say, 361,904 homeless could be housed. Of course, that's only for a month. But you can imagine what could be done to actually help people out in this country when you have those that think of their political base as something more important. And on doing that, I'd written this page on political speech, which basically covered that Congress and Senate and stuff, they work roughly 130 to 180 days a year, sometimes 200, and which in that period of time, have they ever tackled any of the issues here in America? No, they haven't. If it's nation building or bombing some other country, they're all keen on that. This is how corporations work. And, of course, all they're doing is in that same premise is making those people of those nations the same starving, homeless, and poor individuals, all locked down for this massive debt. So, again, like I say, my entire life I've watched these wages, the immigration, which seeks to lower the paying of wages there for these slave workers. So the politicians, via their lobbyists, can, instead of making that $174,000 a year working to improve the lives of their constituents, in fact, have become multimillionaires whoring for these corporate American businesses only. It just shows you the total disconnect between those in Washington, D.C. and those that live in America. You can call that $174,000, and I think they just voted themselves in a pay raise again. But anyway, it's like welfare benefits that the people are actually paying those government officials to do their job. And, of course, in doing their so-called job, their lobbyists and such, who they actually work for, they work their butt off for those guys to make sure that those big corporations have the biggest tax breaks and such. And Americans get nothing. So when you hear of someone like Rice or someone that has $50 million in the bank who worked for the State Department and only made that $174,000, you have to actually wonder who is actually benefiting from this. There's a good article there on strategic culture there called America's Derangement Syndrome. It's a danger to the world peace. And, of course, this goes on to talk about the current news right now of where the status quo government is going ballistic over Donald Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin over in Helsinki. And instead of normalizing relationships, they want, I mean, right now on Twitter, it is full of those people that are saying that Russia has attacked America. They want war. And, of course, this is because, like I played here 2 weeks ago, Rand Paul talking with Wolf Blitzer and talking about the genocide over there in Yemen. And Wolf Blitzer says, what about the jobs for the big arms manufacturers? And I've been kind of a peaceful guy all my life, and I cannot see me, I don't know if it's because of morals or what like that, but I could not see myself going to a job where I made bombs that I knowingly knew would be used to kill other people in countries that are not only physically but also monetarily less advantaged of those here in the United States. And when you read of this, where the United States or its allies takes out a school, a wedding, a funeral, a hospital, it is, I mean, the savagery of the whole thing is just so cruel that it's pathetic. And these people don't have no defense. Like, if you see these so-called terrorists that they show you on TV, they're holding an AK-47 and firing it into the air. And the ballistics on an AK-47 is about 300 plus or minus yards. They are no threat to America. And if they want to do their own rule in those countries, let it be. Like right now, they're talking about Iran. And they're talking about the poor women over there. This is the same premise before of the women either having to wear the hijab or the burqa. And they have to be liberated from such. And of course, it's not about that. The World Bank says that Iran sits on $45 trillion worth of oil resources. And, of course, that's the only thing that props up this failing U.S. dollar system is oil, because all transactions, like a mafia, is transacted through the U.S. dollar. And, of course, dollars have to be in circulation to be able to advance the so-called economy. And so for Americans who don't like to admit anything, Russia is not the threat to America. Ron Paul came out with a statement about that, too. He says where he highlighted that you can look around your home, your house, whatever like that, your car. Everything here is regulated by the U.S. government, whether it's a computer, a cell phone, a cigarette that you buy, any kind of devices that you have in your homes, TVs, radios, whatever, they're all regulated by the U.S. government. So, again, Russia's not a threat. Americans aren't locking their cars on their homes and their vehicles because of Russia. They don't buy alarm services such as ADT and pay $69 a month in a service fee because of Russia. They don't buy expensive closed-circuit TV cameras and associated recording devices because of Russia. Nor do they install those apps on their cute little cell phones like that to send an alarm and receive instant video because a Russian is attempting to break into their homes. Likewise, Russians aren't even the cause of high crime rates and insurance rates either. Russians aren't shooting Americans. The police are. So the problem is Americans are the threat. And this is because of this greed-based society where whether or not you want your drugs or whatever else like that, that Americans will sit out and they will attack others to maintain a certain lifestyle. And I thought about that when I was taking a leak. Bear with me on this one. The ego here in America is you always hear people talking about penis size, and that's why I get so upset about these emails that are inundate your inbox about gaining 3-inch penis length. And I kept thinking, you know, why is it that men lift the toilet seat? I mean, does that show you what an ego is if they can't hit a hole that big? Anyway. There is some good news, though. There's a $100 billion class action lawsuit to be filed against Google. And, of course, this is because of Google's being sued for its censoring conservative content as the corporate policy. And this is from an article of State of the Nation. And the reason this came out on the State of the Nation is because State of the Nation itself was being censored for its own content. And that shows you exactly how much this world is developing into this fascism and tyranny, as to where they're trying to silence any opposition that speaks out against anything that isn't pro-establishment. And I would hate to think that people in America would want the same status quo. I mean, this is the same premise I just got done talking about when you talk about elections. If you have a politician that says, I promise that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then they get in office, they do nothing. And what gets me the most is these same duped citizens will go out and re-vote that same idiot back in there in office who has done absolutely nothing. And you can only think of that when you think of the Bundys and the Hammonds and over here on the Native American reservation where they put the oil line through and they cause a spill. And you have people that make comments such as, well, people got to drive. But see, Americans don't see anything until it affects them directly. That's why the bombings in the Middle East and whatever, the destruction of country after country, doesn't matter to them because they're living their lifestyle. It's Sunday, by the way. People are probably out there having nice barbecues and stuff, sitting on their nice plush green lawns in their nice homes or in their shaded things, maybe laying on a hammock or something like that, smelling the beautiful barbecue smoke, you know. Over the Middle East and such, people aren't living like that. They're smelling the odors from the bombs, the carnage of dead, rotten flesh bodies and stuff. This is what other people have to go through, and it's all because of this U.S. hegemony. And that's how I think of the world, is that people need to actually sit back and look at what's actually going on and realize that there is some accountability, especially when you have a president that gets out there that says, quote unquote, we don't worship government, we worship God. And so in Trump saying that, you have to ask, whose God is he worshiping? Satan? And this isn't just with Trump. This is from other presidents too. I get so sick and tired of hearing about the constant wars, and all these wars are all based on total lies. Just like my friends that served in Vietnam, if you send them the video of Robert McNamara speaking of Vietnam and saying that it was an overzealous radar operator and that it was all based on a lie. Well, millions died in that war, 58,000 plus U.S. Boys also died. God knows how many countless became disabled and had to have someone else wipe their rear ends for them and stuff like that. But these are all based on lies, and these politicians just don't care. They just don't care because they made deals with their corporate buddies and their insider trading to where they could invest in either these arms manufacturers and or the businesses that would be put in place after the war's end to be able to profit from this. And so, as I mentioned before, that $174,000 a year is corporate welfare for them, and you're paying it because their lobbyists are paying them millions to create these things and to go along with this same agenda. And so when I grew up, America was what they called a policing force. It went into areas, calmed things down, and got out. Nowadays, they're there to stay, just like Afghanistan. They want back in Iraq. I guess they've just totally vacated Libya. Imagine Libya under Gaddafi never had slaves being sold for $400 each. But the only way to change things is to change the perception. And of course, if you look up perception management on Wiki there, you'll see exactly how the military uses this. And they use their CIA with their embedded implants and all the media to change the mindset of Americans to accept that this war is a just war. It's all a lie. Anyway, up for our first break here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to keep Kenneth busy down there in the control room. We'll be right back. Anytime, Lord, anywhere you go.
talk is all you get. And you wanna
be. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in Western Montana. We have a caller online, Mike over in Kentucky. Good evening, Mike. I hope your day is going well.
Oh, CQ, CQ, surely to goodness, goodness, are you out there? Over.
Well, I'm here. Go ahead there, good buddy.
Surely to goodness, this is Shirley. Over. So I just got a call, I don't know, a few weeks ago about a widow, and she had... told me she had some brand new in a box stuff, I don't know, 7 to 10 years ago. Yeshu, Jeshu, HF, I don't remember if it was 150 megahertz. I can't remember what radios they were. But
VHF.
Yeah, and I think it was a 150 band. And I don't know, like an 80 watt. Some kind of AL-80 amplifier, a whole bunch of switches and watt meters and stuff. She got her own call sign, but I think she, after her husband died, she just lost enthusiasm for talking on it. And I tried posting it for her out on the web, just got laughed at. Are there just nobody fooling with the analog stuff?
No, Mike, I wouldn't say that. It's just that money is short. I mean, technically, I have $3 to last me till a third of the next month there. So, but if you, I usually, when I've sold things, I've sold them faster on QRZ.com than any other site.
Yeah.
But today, shipping costs aren't much.
I was in a Facebook group that had a lot of activity in it, sounded like it, and I just didn't get much of a response. Of course, I didn't post a lot of details, but I just wondered if the stuff that was over 10 years old was just not really selling.
David, W5MZ, wants you to email him at W5MZ at W5MZ.com.
Gee, and of course, I'm not at the ready to write this down.
Well, this show is archived, and so if you just speed it up to the first 27 minutes or 26 minutes, you can retrieve that later on.
Okay, but you said W5MZ.
He has a website, W5MZ.com, and there's a contact thing on there, too, so you can just contact him directly through his contact.
Oh, that's his call sign.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not much of a ham.
Well, remember now, a ham is a half a pig's ass, so be careful how you say that.
I'm not even a thigh.
I'm an amateur.
I'm not
operator.
Even a thigh. In fact, the FCC's questioned my character to hold a license. So
really?
I've thought about challenging. I've really been tempted to challenging them to a duel with deadly weapons just so nobody can recruit me for run for office in Kentucky because... That's in the oath. You have to say that you've never, to swear an oath that you've never accepted or challenged somebody to duel with deadly weapons.
Actually, you know, we had a guy running for sheriff down here in our county here that was at one of our local taverns, and one of the other sheriff's officers walked in there. And, of course, they'd been fighting between each other because he was running for sheriff, but he says to the other sheriff, he says, if I challenge you to a draw, he says, will you do it?
That's close.
And, yeah, and he was running
for sheriff. That might get him impeached. That could get him impeached. In Kentucky, you can't run for office if you, you know. So, I don't know. It's been years ago. Somebody made the suggestion that I ought to run or something, for something. I'm like, why? You know?
Yeah. By the way, David wants me to say it's Whiskey 5 Mike Zebra. Whiskey 5 Mike Zebra. Okay.
Oh, we can't judge a zebra by its stripes, but...
No, nor is
so, anyway, yeah, I heard you talking about the downfall of things in the poop map in San Francisco or wherever.
Well, you know what the problem is? A problem in this country, Mike, is everyone like John Stadtmiller and those guys, they keep talking about rebuilding the Republic and stuff. You can't change anything in this country until you change the morality of the country.
Well, I was just going to say there's a heat map out there on the epidemic. Well, there's the break music.
Yeah, watch it. Hang on. We'll bring it right back, okay?
Okay.
And we'll discuss this heat map, too, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. It's on Talk Radio. On Double Talk Zone. You get
and you want to. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with Mike over in Kentucky. And Mike, I was going to jump in here. This heat map, Kenneth and I was just talking about this right before the show here, that back in the 80s, I remember back haying here in Montana and how hot it was. And I mean hot. The fires all over the place, everything like that. And those were days that the heat just stretched out for so long like that. Today, it's you know, 9 or 10 days of 100-degree weather, and then it's back down to cooling off again.
Well, that's not what I mean by heat map, but we're also over here in eastern Kentucky. We've had a low-pressure system just sitting here, and I've had a headache all day. Low-pressure system just sitting here spinning over top of us, and I don't know, the last thing I flipped to on the weather radio, it was like 29.87 and falling on the barometer or something. I don't know. I was talking to somebody else that had a headache earlier today, and I thought, well, maybe that's what it is, you know, this low that's just sitting here spinning around over top of us. There's no wind. It's like we're in the eye of a hurricane right now.
Yeah.
But it's just been rainy all day, and I don't even know if it's got above about 78 degrees. So we're, you know, the weather's nice and cool, but the headache sure is bothersome, sinuses or whatever it is. But, no, the heat map that I was referring to was the pandemic of drug addicts when it comes to, you know, this poop map. I was trying to relate, you know, the topic. And this, you know, whatever it is, the one that I saw represented, you know, so many per 10,000 deaths due to overdose across the country. And it's like it's targeted, you know, the Bible Belt across to Northern California, and then it curves up Western Pennsylvania, and they have the dubious distinction of having the most mothers, most babies born addicted to opioids or something per 10,000.
Remember, though, that this opiate crisis was worked out between Congress, Big Pharma, and the lobbyists to create this, where doctors were paid $40,000 each to prescribe those same opiates for people. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that for people like myself who live in pain and can't get access to it because of other people's abuse.
Exactly. I know somebody who got a phone call. He had like four or five vertebrae fused in his spine, and they did, I don't know, Trump or somebody did, I guess it was Trump, did an executive order to limit this back last year, and he had to go through detox because they would no longer prescribe his pain medicine. He got some kind of 500 milligrams per drop of CBD oil and was able to sleep after 2 weeks without having any pain medicine. But he had to go through a hospital-level detox because he was...
Yeah, you know, some kind of methadone program and stuff to draw...
Well, he was on oxycodone, but you've seen the stories where 29 million, there was enough, a couple of different sport utility vehicles they had, I think it was carfentanil or fentanyl that they had found in the back of sport utility vehicles in either Kansas or Oklahoma and on the road in Mexico headed for the border, and each one of those had enough to kill something like 29 million Americans in the back of that. That's chemical warfare. I mean, how is that not chemical warfare, and why is that not a clear and present danger that requires a nice laser-guided munition going into the factory, like, hey, two-hour warning, get the janitors out of there. We're hitting this factory in the middle of the night. We're not putting up with this anymore.
Well, it's the same as those that you hear coming up over the border. That is the same exact problem here. But remember this, though, Mike. The government, to keep its so-called local governments going, does this. They establish these routes or pogroms, I'll call them. Like, if you've heard me before talk about the DHS Sentry Members Program, this is where their vetted members that go through the iris retinal scans, a 10-point finger ID, and the full backgrounds check have special speed pass lanes at the border where they're only detained 10 seconds. Their cars aren't searched or anything like that. And then if you research DHS Sentry Member arrested, you'll see where millions in meth and cocaine and other drugs are brought into this country via those mules that operate. And, of course, this drives crime, which allows the local departments to operate, the funding of, you know, new Prowler cars and a new police officer to tackle this war. It's all a lie, and this is how they keep people locked in poverty.
I've talked to people that have served on grand juries, and the investigating officers or agencies will come in there and do their presentation on the evidence they've gathered. They watch these dealers for like 18 months. And underneath of those dealers are users, and every one of those users goes through and buys, and they get to cherry pick off which ones are going to pull over and make informants or officers out of.
Exactly.
So but it's the whole infrastructure.
Yeah, but remember, the government hates competition. That's why they go after these little guys to find out. I mean, it's the same thing when you find out the FBI has hacked someone's phone like that. I was responding on a call here about a year and a half in the winter time ago, and a car had went off the road there, and I know exactly where it had went off the road is right exactly where you catch cell phone location again as you come through the mountains here. So he was probably texting to say, hey, I'm at this point. Anyway, it was snowy roads, about a foot of snow on the sides and like that. He hit the berm a little bit like that, lost control, went down over the bank, came flying back up over the railroad tracks and landed on the other side of the railroad tracks by the river. Well, anyway, they found over a pound of meth on him. And he was obsessed with having his phone with him. Of course, that, of course, is a record. And, you know, what normal law enforcement would do was to seize that phone and go after his last contacts and to see who, you know, he was contacted with. But this whole corridor between Spokane and Montana here is to feed this reservation and stuff, which keeps these tribal members locked in poverty. You know, and whatever money they do have left, they take their per capita checks and go down and blow it in a stupid casino. And then they impoverish the children and make them wards of their own state. But see, this is how you keep people locked down. Then you have your court fees, fines, your privatized prisons that operate for profit. But this is, it's a big scam on the people like that. Then you have to think of this, Mike. The TSA, you can't get toothpaste or water past those guys after they fondled you, right? But how are all these drugs come in this country? They're let in.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's an infrastructure to it that supports this the syndicalism, if that's what you want to call it. The movie Payback kind of gets into that with Kris Kristofferson, William Duvane, and Mel Gibson. I think Mel Gibson steals a bunch of money from the Chinese mafia to buy his way back into the syndicate because somebody stole a bunch of money somehow or another. I forget the exact plot there, but I think he shoots James Coburn's luggage, and it's pretty funny. He goes, "Why is this the principal of the thing? You just shot my luggage is worth more than what you're," you know, he had like expensive alligator luggage. But it ends up, I think Kris Kristofferson is a corrupt judge, and you know, the whole, all the way down through this syndicate is all government related people.
Sure.
It's called Payback. If you get a chance to see it, it's pretty violent, but you get the idea that there has to be a heck of a lot of blackmail, corruption, and extortion going on.
Yeah, that's
and
the premise
been going
of
on for a long time. I had 20 years of phone harassment. Finally, a private detective, once I had a couple of witnesses that he believed, he goes, "I think they're harassing you," as they were sending me the audio of phones from across the state of Kentucky and locking up two different brands of fax machines, and we couldn't get faxes because of, you know, different off hours, these calls would come in and just lock them up. And I noticed several times that they would be in a cluster around a certain county or town, and then a couple of months later, boom, they bust a big drug ring.
Right.
And I started calling people back because no phone technician could fix it. So I started calling people back and telling them what they'd been doing and letting them know that, you know, I was calling from this local TV station over here, and it's been going on for years, and nobody can fix it, and saying to them over the phone, if you know anybody that's a drug dealer or involved in human trafficking or something, you might want to watch what you say around your phone because you never know when they are on and you think they're off. Because, I mean, they're watching everybody from grandma's driving home from church with the phones folded up in her purse to this one guy. he called me back up cussing. I sent him 3 voicemail messages of his own audio while he's driving to work in his truck talking to somebody else. And he goes, "That's folded up in a dang leather belt pouch. How can that do that?" I said, "You're going to have to talk to the NSA.
Right.
But I've got a bunch of this documented, and I didn't, this was before I knew about, way before Snowden. I posted a video to the free to post or file transfer folders, FTP folders for ABC News, NBC News, all across this country, called Bandwidth Bandits Telephone Issues. Not one reporter called me, and I posted it in both the commercial production folders and the news folders, and I went back and checked months later, reposted that video wherever it had been deleted that I could find. And the next summer, the FBI arrested some teenager for doing pretty much the same thing. They called it graffiti. But I got the impression they didn't want me in court because the discovery process for me to defend myself would blow this whole crap out of the water. And this goes back to pre-Snowden.
Pre-Snowden. Right. And I found that more and more is because of this so-called discovery that a lot of cases are thrown out when the government realizes that by bringing in additional information, they would blow their own case.
Well, let me throw in another wrench in the works here. We got 800 families trying to sue Saudi Arabia, and they've thrown a curveball at Iran trying to freeze their assets. That I will be very surprised if the 800 families over 9/11 if the Saudi Arabia case does not get settled. Because when they go to discovery process, Saudi Arabia is going to defend themselves. And I think already the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have offered to defend Iran. And
well,
so that's
yeah,
gonna,
but on, yeah,
that's
Mike,
open
wait,
up that can of worms.
Yeah, Mike, on the same premise, though, remember, first it was blamed on Afghanistan, men in caves, and then Iraq, and then now
yep.
it's Iran.
Saudi Arabia.
Whole, yeah, and then you have the 28 heavily redacted pages that only... You know, I mean, this whole thing on Discovery like that, I want to see the unredacted pages.
Well, I want to see pilots for 9/11 Truth bring their Freedom of Information Act requests before the court and get that as a court record where they found that there was a GPS operational in one of those planes, and the 1991 plane that was flying on that day could not have had a GPS, so that blows the whole story out of the water right there. Not to mention that the FOIA request for the flight data recorders, the data could not be aggregated by a United or American Airlines spreadsheet. So they had to get a generic Boeing spreadsheet to aggregate that data, and lo and behold, boom, there's a operational GPS in a plane when it was classified. You know, probably when GPS was declassified for civilian use, those planes manufactured to fly on September 11th did not have GPS. So that right there just blows it right out of the water. And
when I
got to consider who has the technical capability to pull that off.
Well, when I first looked into that, I found a link to Stark Aerospace, an Israeli-based company that made all the remote controls from the 707 up to the 767s. And that was out in 98 when that patent came out. And that's why when you look at those so-called alleged airplanes that flew into these buildings, they weren't United Airlines markings like that. They were grayish type military planes.
Well, now United Airlines had a color scheme that could be easily they could make a plane to take off from the designated runways with a paint scheme that would match pretty easily. Because this had to be planned for 2 or 3 years once they proved they could do it with the technology, the remote controls like you're talking about, to take over the flight controls and the flight, the radios. That's one thing that pilots for 9/11 Truth point out is when you hear those radios squawking, you don't know where the radio chatter's coming from on that frequency. It doesn't necessarily have to come from that plane when it says, we have some planes, we're going to return to the runway. That radio chatter could have been come from anywhere.
Yeah, and with today's dubbing and stuff like, I mean, seriously, if you watch like Star Trek's Voyager, that's one show I do enjoy like that. But if you look at the darn graphics and CGI and that stuff, it almost puts you right in the room with something. And so in today's media frenzy like that, you can't believe anything you see on TV. Just like that the YouTube video where it shows that you can put any politician sitting there and you can say what you want and have his mouth say exactly the same thing and make it look like it came just from that individual. This is how technology works nowadays.
Well, we only had standard definition in 2001 as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how hard it would be. I hope it would be to fake that, but the flight radar would be getting kind of out there to fake the radar, which showed at least the plane flying into the South Tower exceeded the operational parameters
right. Or
the flight envelope for one of those 757s, which would have been easily, you know, a tanker or something modified with the wing, leading edge of the wing to be modified to fly into that building at 510 knots or whatever the radar showed.
Yeah, Mike, I got a break coming up here.
But all righty.
Before I cut you go, though, cut you loose, remember this. Men in caves using 2001 Wi-Fi technology were able to bring down NORAD and able to do this. I mean,
drills that were rescheduled from October to happen on September 11th, too.
Yeah.
Four or five of them with confusing names and unprecedented bogeys on the radar simulated.
Right. Then go to Rumsfeld where he's talking about these men in caves showing this big map and stuff like that of how the Central Command was.
He was on Larry King Live with this map that showed a hollowed-out mountain complex in Tora Bora or whatever, like something
right,
Dr.
Right.
No would build in a James Bond movie.
Right, but in that entire thing, it showed everything in there except one thing. Where was their communications center?
Oh, he just needed one of them. He just needed one of them Iridium satellite phones, you know, along with his portable dialysis machine. That's all he needed.
Yeah, remember, the CIA met with him in the hospital, and that's why if you read the Fox News story, it says Bin Laden already dead. That was in December 2006, 26 of 2001.
I love the Fox News five-part series. That was the first video right. I ever uploaded on YouTube was that Carl Cameron Fox News series on all the Israeli spying going on that summer. They arrested hundreds of them.
It was four-part, not five, but that's right.
Okay.
But that's just it. See, it's all a diversion, and that's why there's constant lies to get them. And Americans are so easily deceived that they'll believe anything their government says. Just like I've been mentioning here, they go out and reelect these same politicians that have destroyed their lives. Anyway, there's my break. So you have to go in there. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Okay. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today.
Hey, Bobby.
Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Starting here on the last hour of the show here. You know, when I read all these events that happen in the field. And we'll get to some of these other ones here, but this is one that gets me because of this next story I got for you. All the organ harvesting done on these moderate rebels and other Syrians, the constant organ harvesting, it makes you wonder. And this is on top of the story here, where in a new undercover video released Wednesday that a former technician for the tissue harvesting company of Planned Parenthood has acknowledged the fact that a baby was kept alive so that its heart could be harvested at California's Planned Parenthood facility. Of course, that is more legal questions that would come up. And, of course, remember, Planned Parenthood is funded by your tax dollars. So if it's just one in California, you can bet it's nationwide. And this is the extent of this organ harvesting. And, of course, within that, you have the banks and stuff like Goldman Sachs about a month ago now, who said that they do not want cures for diseases. It ruins the ability for them to tell or make an American want to extend their life 2 or 3 years by soaking themselves in a massive debt to live that 2 or 3 more years by procedures of heart transplants and whatever. And thus, of course, you're inundated with the commercials on TV with the constant fear that the average funeral costs $8,000 and don't leave your debt to your loved ones. And this here is just a constant hype of the fear and death. I have a friend who's from the Czech Republic there who I used to tease him all the time because I'd look at Amazon stocks and he was always buying these pills and stuff like that. It's supposed to help you with this, supposed to help you with that, you know. And I would, when he'd call there, I'd say, boy, you've been on Amazon again today. And he'd say, how do you know? I said, well, their stocks are up like that. You know, but he'd buy $200-$300 with these stupid pills like that. And I told him, I says, you know what? You could buy $300 with those pills like that, walk outside and get hit by a car the next day. I mean, life's a chance, you know. But the amount of of deception they have and then the absolute theft of organs of people. And you, of course, you've heard the story of people waking up in ice cubes in their bathtub there as their kidneys are harvested and stuff. I mean, this shows you how sick society is. Anyway, I didn't get to it last week there, but this is on Vice President Pence's trip down to Ecuador. And, of course, he's trying to met out this punitive trade deal down there. What the heck? I got another break here. Oh, that was top of the hour. My clock is off. Anyway, Ken got me on that one. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're